Who cares? This is my show. Reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Anchor, Beaker, Overcast. Welcome to my show on a Tuesday in Virginia Beach. Live in Virginia Beach on a Tuesday. A lot to cover. There is a difference between great players and franchise-changing players. Ben Roethlisberger is a great player. Le'Veon Bell is getting close to a franchise-changing player. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell combined are a franchise-changing players. If you don't have those two, and let's look at Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is an example of a franchise-changing player. Look at him. Denver won the Super Bowl with him. He left. Denver didn't even make the playoffs. There are some teams that have great players. And if they get hurt, or if they decide to retire, that team gets injured. That team is very hurt by that. Look at the Washington Redskins. Alex Smith is a great player. He's not a franchise-changing player. The two best quarterbacks, or the two youngest quarterbacks in the NFL, I believe, will end up to be, right now they're great players, but I believe they'll end up to being franchise-changing players. That's the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, and the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. Those two are franchise, or they're not right now, they're just great players, but they will end up to becoming franchise-changing players. Look at the Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan. The Bulls haven't been the same since he left. They're kind of in the same boat as the Denver Broncos here. Haven't been the same since Peyton Manning left. Those are franchise-changing players. A lot of people think Zion Williamson will end up being, and he very well could be, right now he is a great player. But he could end up being a franchise-changing player. Wherever he goes, more than likely the Pelicans. If the team, this is kind of how I define it. If a team hurts for a few years, not 10, not 12, maybe 3. If they don't make the playoffs for 3 or 4 years, that is a great player retiring. But if they've never been the same since the player retired, Chicago Bulls, that is a franchise-changing player. Here's another example. If The player has not came to the team yet, but is coming. And after the team is weak. Phoenix Suns, Los Angeles Lakers, Dallas Mavericks. When he comes, that team makes the playoffs. An example of that, the Los Angeles Lakers. They haven't made the playoffs, but they were a lot better with LeBron James than without. Here's another example, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had LeBron James. He went to the Los Angeles Lakers. Cleveland was one of the worst records in the NBA. LeBron James is a franchise-changing player. He's also a great player, but he's better than great. He's a franchise-changing player. There's not many people, not many players like that. Look at Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben, for a second. When he retires, the Steelers will be hurting, but I don't think they'll miss the playoffs for more than 10 years. I don't think Big Ben is a franchise-changing player. I don't think that if the 49ers needed him, and he got traded to the 49ers would suddenly make the playoffs. They might be a lot better, but they wouldn't make the playoffs here. And when he retires, the Steelers will hurt. But I do believe, give him 3 or 4 years, and they'll get another quarterback who's just as good. Eli Manning, a great player. The Giants aren't gonna miss him when he retires. They may get hurt when he retires. They might be in a lot more trouble when he retires. But the Giants aren't gonna be a terrible 0-16 team over Eli Manning retiring. Odell Beckham Jr. left the Giants, went to Cleveland. I've been saying before that happened, I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. was the Giants' issue. Now, were they hurt without a great wide receiver? Yes. But Odell Beckham Jr. is not a franchise-changing player. He'll go to Cleveland. Cleveland's going to be a little better. I picked them to win the AFC North this year. But Cleveland didn't get magically better because Odell Beckham Jr. went there. It was a lot of stuff. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Cleveland was rebuilding for several years now. It just wasn't Odell Beckham Jr. that made them a playoff competitor for this year's NFL season. He's a great wide receiver. He's not a franchise-changing player, though. The Greek Freak, when he leaves or when he retires out of the Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee's gonna hurt, and he could end up being, in a few years, a franchise-changing player. When Kevin Durant leaves Golden State, he is a great player, Kevin Durant. But you gotta remember, Golden State still has Steph Curry. And if Klay Thompson decides to stay there, they still got 2 more superstars. Now, if Kevin Durant went to the Phoenix Suns and left the Phoenix Suns would be hurting. And that would almost be, if that, that would probably be a career, a franchise-changing player. I do believe it depends on the spot that the player's at. But no matter where he is, Golden State's still gonna hurt after Kevin Durant leaves. My point here is that I believe there are some great players, and I believe there are some franchise-changing players. And I believe Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield are great, but I believe give them 5 years and they will be franchise-changing players. That's my point. All right, well, coming up on my show, MLB, NHL, stay tuned for all of that as well as the wrap-up podcast. We'll be right back on my show. Stay tuned for that. On my show. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. A lot to cover with NHL and MLB, so we're going to get right to it, starting with the MLB. Yankees and Orioles play tonight. That's very easy. The Yankees are great. I've mentioned this before. Their issue is Houston. I am very, very, I have high hopes in Houston. The Houston Astros, I think, are the best team in the MLB. I think they're the team that you don't want to play, including the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Pirates, the Reds, any other team in the MLB. They're very, very good, and they have to be, as long as everything goes right. The thing about MLB is, in May, in June, in July, it's very tough to pick exactly who's going to win it. In the NFL, easy, 16 weeks, as long as no injuries happen. The NHL, by the time you get to now, it's simple. But even before now, March, April, February, simple. NBA, same thing as NHL. March, April, February, simple. NHL, MLB is very hard. Now it'll get easier by September, August, and the end of July. In that time zone, you'll see who's the outstanding teams. But as of May, your Yankees, the Astros, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, I'm all impressed. And that doesn't mean I'm not impressed with the Pirates. They're better. The Cubs, I think they'll be good. I just don't think they can beat Houston or the Yankees. The Dodgers, that's going to be good. That's going to be very, very good. Who else in the West? Or who else in that, in the West, really, but in the conference, who else is great? There's not a ton of teams that I have my eye on in the MLB. But one's the Houston Astros, the Dodgers, the Cubs, and the Yankees. Those four are playing high above everybody else. I did say, going into the season, Watch out. Boston looks good. Boston is playing better. Seattle is the surprising one. All right, well, let's switch to this. NHL, I'm going to pick who I think is going to win the Stanley Cup. I think the Sharks will win the West. Obviously, the Bruins has won the East. I think I can see a Game 7 here. I have to say, by looking how these teams have been playing, the Sharks, if they have another Game 7, that's 3. The Bruins swept the Hurricanes, had a very easy series against the Blue Jackets, struggled a little bit against the Maple Leafs. And if you just look at that, you gotta go with the Bruins. However, the Sharks fans, I'm not saying you'll win. What you did against the Golden Knights were incredible. The Sharks are a team to keep an eye on, but that'll be a great Stanley Cup if it's the Sharks and the Bruins. And I can definitely see a Game 7 here. Well, coming up on my show, Wrap Up Podcast, I will be naming the top 5 current NHL teams. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back on the My Show Podcast. Welcome back to the My Show Podcast. Last podcast of the day. Wrap up podcast. All right here. Top 5 current NHL teams. Let's start with number 5. The Carolina Hurricanes. The thing with Carolina is they're in everybody's mind. DC. Islanders. Bruins. Look at that. Great season by the Hurricanes. A team that was very impressive. Number 5, Carolina Hurricanes. Number 4, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Excuse me. Pittsburgh Penguins. Yes, they got eliminated by the Islanders. This team still has energy. Crosby. Malkin. It continues. The Penguins are number 4. Number 3, I have to say, is going to have to be the Boston Bruins here. I think they're great. The only concern I have for the Boston Bruins is how they struggled against the Maple Leafs. I do have the same concern against the Sharks. So it would be an even even Stanley Cup here if it's the Sharks and the Bruins, because I do have a concern for both. I have a little bit more of a concern for the Sharks for both of those Game 7s. We'll see how this series goes. But I do have a little concern for the Sharks here. But number 4 is the Bruins. Number 3 was the Bruins. Number 2, I have to go with the Washington Capitals. Yes, they're great. Yes, they're amazing. Game 7, they were able to hold off Carolina till a Game 7. I do believe how the Carolina Hurricanes beat them, that gave the Carolina Hurricanes kind of more of a greatness of energy kind of thing, confidence to go into the Islanders, and that did. But I do have to say, the Capitals with Ovechkin, you can't beat them. It's very tough. That energy level of the Capitals and Penguins, that's why I like that series so much in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Number 2, the Capitals. Number 1, they also got eliminated in the first round. I have to say, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Surprise, surprise. Swept series from the Blue Jackets when everybody thought they would win it. But I have to still have them at number one. Here's the thing. Sharks didn't make the list. Blues didn't make the list. Maple Leafs didn't make the list. Predators didn't make the list. Avalanche, well, here's the thing. The Sharks are great. My concern for the Predators of getting eliminated in the first round. However, you're right. The Hurricanes didn't. Penguins did. Capitals did. Lightnings did. They made it. I like the energy level out of those three teams a little bit more than the Predators. Bruins surprised me. That's why they made the list. All right, well, let's switch to this real fast. NBA. Milwaukee Bucks. Here's the thing. Toronto has surprised me. The Raptors are, they're holding the Bucks. It's tough to do. Going into the NBA, going into half of the season, at least in the NBA, I thought, Bucks. Bucks are the team. Bucks and Warriors are the two teams to watch out for. Bucks and Warriors are in the final four. I'm feeling a little bit less confident in the Bucks and a little bit more confident in Toronto. However, I still think the Bucks will win it. Warriors, let me tell you how they played last night. That was a great first half. Warriors, Portland has surprised me. Portland, in my book, is the team that has surprised me the most in all of sports this year. And most of last year. The Trailblazers, Warriors, they both had a great first half. I thought Stephon Curry played great. Portland, 70, high in the 70s as far as points go. Great by the Portland Trailblazers. But anyway, I do believe that it will be the Warriors and the Bucks. I think that could go into Game 7. I think the NHL and NBA are very, very good. Very good sports right now. All the teams are good and everybody's happy. Thanks for listening to the My Show podcast today. We have a lot to cover tomorrow on the games. I will be talking about basically the NBA draft. It's coming up in June. Thanks for listening to the My Show podcast today. For the last time, live in Virginia Beach on a beautiful Tuesday. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.